Of the country's 12 privately run federal prisons, Georgia is home to two, McRae and D. Ray James, in the center and south of the state. Only Texas has more. Last year, the Department of Justice decided to cut ties with private prisons based on official and media reports that they weren't keeping inmates safe or saving money. Azadeh Shashahani is a human rights lawyer with Project South.
Private prisons shouldn't be in the business of incarcerating human beings because their incentive is to maximize profits for the CEOs and for the shareholders.
More than 3,000 inmates are housed in Georgia's privately run federal prisons. Shashahani says she worries that the shift back toward working with prison corporations signals a stronger future for privately run immigration detention facilities as well. Like South Georgia's Stewart Detention Center, it's the largest on the East Coast. Another private facility is coming online in Georgia this year. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.